Hello.
Hi.
I'm Ophelia, of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where you can talk safely?
I am in my home, yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Perfect. Please bear with me. All right, and are we speaking with Cynthia Wimmer?
Yes.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Okay. All right. And, right. Okay, we do have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
English, thank you. Okay. Right. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kings.
All right. Okay. Please bear with me. Perfect, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93230.
Thank you. Okay. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
2000.
Thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I am a sophomore in college right now, so...
Thank you. Right. So moving on, in the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republic.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or an unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. All right. The first one is David Valadao.
Favorable.
Thank you. Rudy Salas.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable to the max.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to review a list of issues and ask whether you considered any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Protecting democracy, social security and Medicare.
Yes.
I'll repeat it for you. Protecting democracy. Social yes. Security and right. So okay. Also, that's one option. Okay. If you would like to, you could select here or not. Would you like to select more than one answer?
Yeah.
All right. I'll read the next options for you. Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah.
Abortion. Okay. Social Security and Medicare. All right. Perfect. All right. So let's move on. Thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in November election for President, U.S., Senate, U.S., Congress, and the other offices.
10.
10, thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between? Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Trump.
Thank you. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between? Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Trump, all the way.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
Garvey.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Valadao.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote.
Okay.
David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay rises for military members, improving access to service for veterans, improvements to military family, child care in schools, and support for family members, military members buying a home. Would you say your answer is much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Yeah. Next one. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. What do you say your answer will be now? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
Much more likely. What a nice man.
Thank you. Next one. David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help his first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would you say your answer now is much more likely, Somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
Much more likely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Next one. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. What do you say to your answer? It's much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Next one. David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. What do you say your answer is? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Next one. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are in the California Central Valley. That is why Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improving agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would you say your answer is much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. And next one. David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environment issues, secure resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Would you say your answer is much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Okay, next. All right, now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
Favorable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you say you would vote between? David Valadao, Republican, and Roddy Salas, Democrat.
Valadao.
Thank you. Which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's effort to help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, reduce inflation, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, or none of these?
Inflation and affordable housing.
Thank you. And which one would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? Help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home? Work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues? Fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment? improve water storage facilities, success growth, secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, or none of these?
Affordable housing.
Thank you. Okay. Now, thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? I'm going to give you a list. Cable news, Google, Instagram, Facebook, newspapers, TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat, X, formerly known as Twitter, digital websites, national networks like ABC, CBS, or NBC, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. Okay, I think we're almost done. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use satellite? Only use cable? Use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
All of the above.
Thank you. Perfect. I appreciate that. Okay. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistically purposes only. Do you own your own home?
No.
Do you rent a house or apartment, live rent-free with parents or relatives, live in a home or apartment at which someone else pays the rent or something else?
Dorm room.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle.
Thank you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
Nope.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a really good night.
You too, you too. Bye-bye.
I give me.